Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Weird show today, guys. A little weird. Didn't expect...
Everybody's cranky today.
Yeah, didn't expect...
Hey, what happened?
Didn't expect you ran Tobias Harris out of town to
you
be
really
the topic
did,
of the show.
Yeah, he did. No one else wanted him gone but you.
Can I tell you the funniest part? I haven't been here for 3 years.
Sure, yep.
Tobias Harris played every year of his contract.
And guess how many charges he took during that time?
Zero.
Zero.
How many points he scored in his last playoff game?
Offensive players don't take charges.
Some of them.
Yeah, he's a killer on the offensive end. Yep.
Meanwhile, all right, you know what? I'm not there. Can we get Sacrifice for Soto update? This is important stuff.
Yes.
The Juan Soto stuff can't take a day off. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report / Sacrifice for Soto Report now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
That got changed, right?
It did, but like it was a little battle.
Not the cleanest.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we appreciate the quick turnaround.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more time in the lab.
Yeah.
But again, appreciate that you do a great job.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you as always for everything you do for the station.
Yes, great job.
So the first thing is, it came out this morning from Mark Feinson. He said, word is that Juan Soto prefers to stay on the East Coast.
There you go.
Which would be an obstacle for the Dodgers or any West Coast club. The Phillies will likely take a shot.
Yes!
At the four-time All-Star.
Who reported that?
Mark Feinsand.
Who is that?
Oh, he's actually pretty reputable
okay.
for MLB.com.
I'm not saying he's not. I just didn't know who he was. No offense to him.
No, it's like, but some of the guys, we know they're Boris Botts. Like Nightingale and
okay,
whoever.
Yes.
He's pretty down the middle.
Okay.
So,
right.
And he said they're going to take a shot at him.
Okay.
Which feels about right.
Yeah.
You know, if you put the percentage of them getting him, it feels like, 15% maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
So
that's not a bad percentage.
It's not a bad percentage. You take it. Now, one scene that's obviously been rumored is...
And just real quick, East Coast, we're talking about Mets, Phillies, Yankees.
Yep.
Who am I forgetting about?
I mean, I guess the Red Sox, technically.
Okay.
But they haven't really been linked to him.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays have been linked to him,
but I'd be shocked. He's not going to Canada.
I really do think, it's a three-horse race.
Yeah.
Unless for some reason he goes back to Washington.
Okay.
Which dude, according to FanDuel, they have better odds than the Phillies. I don't get it.
For really? What?
I know.
They have, FanDuel has him at the Phillies like 7th or 8th.
No, I'm just saying, why would he go to Washington?
I loved it there. They're rebuilding again.
Don't they do a lot of deferring the money, too?
Oh, yeah.
They're big on deferring the money.
No one better.
Yeah.
So someone said.
They started it, didn't they? Yeah.
They sure did. And the Dodgers ruined it for everyone involved. But either way, hopefully he stays on the East Coast. Do not need him going to the Dodgers and turning them into a monster more than they already are.
Yeah.
So the one team, obviously, that is going to be going against the Phillies is the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does this sound like a GM? This, what you'll hear is Brian Cashman that is too confident that his team is going to retain Juan Soto. Here's Brian Cashman yesterday at the GM meetings.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, we're trying to put our best foot forward.
Dude. I want to avoid meetings as much as anybody does. I hate meetings. You know, I had to go through a lot of meetings as program director or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you have the most sought-after free agent in baseball, who's only been on the team for 1 year, who's going to get paid more than anyone ever got paid in baseball, your attitude is, we'll meet if he wants to?
Like, what do you... Yeah. If I'm a Yankee fan right now, I'm like, what?
I would
wait a minute. What?
I would be at Brian Cashman's front door saying, if you're Cashman, right? If you're the Yankees and you want to retain Juan Soto, instead of acting like, and you mentioned this before the show, instead of acting like we're the Yankees, you got to come back. Don't you want to show everything that the Yankees are to this guy?
Yes.
You bring him to Yankee Stadium. You hang his name. You hang his number in the rafters that day to show him what it looks like. Mm-hmm. You bring in every Yankees legend who's ever lived.
Do you make him a bust for Monument Park?
Yes. You make him a bust for Monument Park.
Yeah, go ahead and make it. Yeah, might as well.
You bring in Gerrit Cole. You bring in Aaron Judge. You bring in any famous New Yorker. You're in friggin' New York. Make the guy feel like a fool for leaving.
Right.
Because of
like, why would you want to leave here?
Yes. And all the pageantry. He'll meet with us if he feels like he needs to.
Dude, that's crazy.
We can't. If we get outbid by the Mets, it is what it is. We can't get outbid by the Yankees. Not with that attitude.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they want to be in a bidding war.
They don't.
Oh, you know what? I wonder. Yeah, that's what it has to be. They must be getting a sense that the Yankees aren't his top choice, his top priority.
Oh, so they don't want to. They're acting like maybe they don't even.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it kind of feels like. It feels like they know he isn't necessarily looking to come back to New York, at least for the Yankees.
Well, they're putting out there that there's a real chance he's not going to be a Yankee.
Yes.
Just to let the fans know.
Yes.
I just want to give you, I want to give perspective. We're in Philadelphia. We had Juan Soto, right? Our season ended. He's a free agent. Dave Dombrowski goes, yeah, we'll meet with him if he wants to. Can you imagine? We wouldn't talk about anything. And it's Eagles season.
Right.
And the main story would be Dave Dombrowski might not even want to meet with Juan Soto. Yeah. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. His comments after the World Series.
Yes. It had to piss them off.
It had to.
Yes.
Because it ticked off a lot of the fans.
Yep.
And so, great for us who wants him to leave, but I can only imagine if they feel like, hold up. You mean to tell me you're willing to leave the New York Yankees? Like, it's the wrong mindset to have, but that's what they're thinking.
And maybe they're trying to turn Juan Soto into a villain.
Yes.
And maybe not just you're willing to leave, but 30 minutes after you lost the World Series, they asked you about your free agency, and you said no one has any advantage when you could have. And Susan Waldman said this. Susan was on with Maggie and Perloff, and they asked her. And she said, it's the wrong time to say that.
Yeah.
All you have to do, it's a very simple answer. You don't have to say the Yankees are the favorite.
Yep.
You have to say, we just lost the World Series. I'm not even thinking about free agency right now. It's done.
That's all you got to do.
And then nobody can ask another question.
It was like he was ready to let everybody know, like, hey, I'm open for business if you want me.
Because
I'm going to the highest bidder.
All he had to say was, look, and by the way, it's not like he has to let everyone know he's going to the highest bidder. Of course, that's what the agent is for.
Yes.
All he had to say was, I'm not talking about free agency right now. I've loved being a Yankee.
Yes.
Done.
I've enjoyed my time here. Yes.
Done.
First class organization.
And by the way, if he says he loves being a Yankee, that puts extra pressure on the organization and it gets him more money.
Right.
This is all good news for us.
Yes.
Because it certainly means that they don't even feel like they're the front runner to bring him back.
No.
Like, they don't even feel that way. And it sort of feels like they're not going to help him, like, up his price.
Right. They're not going to help drive up.
Yeah, they have to drive up his price.
And after they did what they did with Gerrit Cole, they just played hardball, who is another Scott Boras client. They just played hardball with Gerrit Cole, basically decided not to give him another year. And they said, go ahead, go find more money somewhere else. I almost think like two triple decker mayonnaise sandwiches. Do we need a
no? Because now, man, I went up and one decker already.
Yeah. Because you think it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. Yeah. Yes, yes.
By the way, yes. Jack said this is funny.
Yeah, you better be getting Jill prepared.
Well, here's
we've had a conversation.
Yeah,
she's willing to meet.
Well, here's what's funny is so our president of programming, Jeff Sottolano, who worked here, he sends me a text message and he goes, sacrifice for Soto, that's great. I love it. He goes, but Ike really has to up his game on the sacrifice. But what I told him was, and what I truly believe, is even though I'm getting a Soto tattoo, and Jack is naming his son Juan, the best content we're going to get will be the YouTube of you eating the mayonnaise sandwich.
Yep.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Nobody gets anything out of Juan Fritz. No.
Besides like the occasional chuckle when they remind themselves.
Yes. I mean, I'll get something out of it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You'll get something out of it. But as far as the listener, listener watching you gag down a man.
I'm definitely going to gag. That's for sure.
Well, Howard was saying last night he wants you to just sit there with a tub.
A tub of mayonnaise.
And just scoop it.
I wouldn't make it.
Like ice cream.
Yeah, I would not make it.
By the way, big talk out of Howard. I asked him if he would shave his head if the Eagles win the Super Bowl for Sirianni, and he wouldn't even commit to it.
Well, I asked him what he's sacrificing.
Oh, and what did he say?
He's like, this is your shtick.
Oh.
Don't involve me in your shtick.
Okay.
Don't involve me.
All right.
It's more good news on the Juan Soto front.
Okay.
So Scott Boras talked to reporters this morning. Uh-huh. No one better. He makes up all this nonsense.
Yep.
And then
responds to it.
He's a master at playing the market. Usually, he was a disaster last offseason. This year, he's looking to bounce back. But he said Soto is prioritizing any team owner who's committed to winning. With the right amount of money, of course. Basically saying, hey, John. Hey, Steve Cohen.
Yep.
Who wants him? We're open for business.
Oh, man. This dude has a great job, man.
Dude, and he gets, 5% of a $600 million contract?
Dude, if I was...
He's going to sign for a crap ton of money, whether you're his agent or not. It's unbelievable.
If I was Scott Boras, I would just call Middleton, I would call Cohen, and I said, here's what I want you to do. This address on December 10th, I want you to both show up with cash. Bags of cash.
Bags of cash.
And if it's the same amount of cash, I'll have a boxing ring there, and you two are going to have to fight to the death to show who wants to win the most.
Man.
John Middleton wants to win. Juan, he wants to win. Scott, he wants to win. Come on, John, and new owners.
Yeah.
Money.
It's exciting that John Middleton seems to be open to this. It's one thing for us to all want him and try to put the pressure there. But it seems like the owner certainly is looking to make some big changes this offseason.
Well, especially when yesterday he's talking about we're comfortable with a $300 million payroll. The payroll right now, I believe, after that you factor in all the contracts, is already at 256. Mm. So he's already planning for going over 300.
So they're at 256, and Soto will be about 40 some a year.
Uh-huh.
That puts him right at 300, John.
I know.
Let's do it. Plus, we're going to have to give Bryce a little money, make him happy.
What they could do is they could also trade some pieces to keep the money down.
Yeah.
And you just get Soto, and then you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is also on the table, I think, as well.
Fine.
All right. That's an acceptable offseason.
It reminds me a little bit. The let a guy go to get a guy reminds me of Halladay and Cliff Lee.
I was going to say, Cliff Lee.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
And they tried to swing. They tried to pull one over on us.
Yep.
Very confusing day.
It was. I was on the air that day, yeah.
It was very, very, very confusing.
It had to be so conflicting, right?
We didn't trade Cliff Lee? What happened? You know my goofy self.
Oh, we had Cliff lead up.
Well, and I had the trades all messed up and mixed up.
Oh, did you?
Yes, of course I did.
Which is more confusing? Which is more confusing in the city? The Cliff Lee Roy Halladay day or the Bradford and Foles, which is the first round pick or not?
That was
or second round
pick.
That was confusing too.
Yes.
I actually got madder on air when I found out, hold on, we gave up a second round pick? Hold on, we send Foles and a damn second round pick?
For Sam Bradford?
Yeah, for Sam Bradford.
We did get that preseason game out of him, though. The 10 out of 10.
Well, hold on. And he was coming off surgery.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't even healthy.
And we had his final seven games. He showed something those final seven games.
You know, I'm actually going to say something really nice about Jalen Hurts right now.
Oh, well, there you go.
You think back. Mark Sanchez was an Eagles quarterback. Mm-hmm. Sam Bradford was an Eagles quarterback.
Nick Foles.
Nick, well.
No.
Yeah.
He's not in that category.
Kevin Cobb. Just all the guys
Matt
that
Barkley.
We had. Yes. All the guys we had.
Did he really play? Did he ever play?
He did. He did.
He did?
Yes.
In a real game?
Yep. I believe so, yes.
I don't even remember.
Played in a real game?
Wow.
Jalen has a better arm than Matt Barkley, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. Just I'm appreciating right now, rather than saying what Jalen can't do, and there are several things, but saying rather than appreciating what Jalen can't do, you have to think about the positions that they've been in previously and the players that we have talked ourselves into, because we did talk ourselves into Sam Bradford.
Not me.
Oh, you didn't? Never.
He's the only Eagle quarterback I've never liked.
Yeah, right.
Sleeves. Yes.
Sleeves.
Couldn't get behind it.
And the who's
and the eyes.
Yes.
Probably worse than the sleeves.
Yeah, crazy
honestly.
Eyes.
Yes, yes.
Crazy eyes.
Okay, he's not looking at anybody straight.
No.
Matt Barkley played in three games for the Eagles. Four games for the Eagles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I swear that Chip Kelly era,
Dude, his first game, he's 11 of 20 with three picks.
Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
Well, the best thing about Chip is that Chip had such an ego, he was just like, I can make anybody.
I can make anybody, yes.
As long as they'll, because he wanted somebody who would listen to him.
Yep.
That's all he wanted. Just do what I tell you, because he is forever a college coach.
Yep.
Do what I tell you, and it'll go fine. Oh, my God. Anything else about the sacrifice for Soto thing?
Nothing about Soto.
Okay, all right.
But, you know. Do you want other things?
Well, no. One quick other thing. So, and by the way, if you're listening, so sacrifice for Soto means that. Look, John Middleton, forget about the money he's going to sacrifice for Soto. He sold part of his share of the Phillies. You have to know what that means to him to get more money. That's what he did. He sold part of his team to get more money. That's his sacrifice. So Jack is naming his second son Juan. I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. Ike will eat the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich. Jay Wright said he would go on TV in his job. Rather than a suit, he would wear my clothes. Sheil Kapadia, growing a mustache. Broad's going to have a Juan Soto haircut with 22 shaved into the side.
Elliot, no soccer jerseys at training camp.
At training camp. So what we're asking you is just sacrifice something. If you want to let us know, we have a document here. We're recording everyone's sacrifice. We may submit this to Mr. Middleton at some point, just showing that we're doing it too. The one thing Jack wanted to ask you about with the Phillies. I was reading the ESPN was estimating what they led with Soto, but what the free agent deals were going to be. One of them was Jeff Hoffman, 3 years, I think it was like $40 million or something like that they estimated he would get.
Sure.
It might have even been more. I think it was $16 million a year, whatever it was.
Maybe 3 years, 44?
I mean, he's gone at that number.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because, listen, Jeff Hoffman I thought was great last year. And I think he's a really good relief pitcher. It's unfortunate what happened in the Mets series.
Yeah.
You know, I think the time off affected him and Strom the most. Because you get in a rhythm as a reliever, then all of a sudden you're off for 5 days.
Right.
But if he has an opportunity to start elsewhere, he has to take that. The Phillies aren't going to make him a starter.
Yeah. And he ultimately wants to be a starter because he makes more money that way.
Yeah.
Especially the way that baseball treats relievers now, because there's far fewer you're a closer type of deals out there. Like, I think more teams are treating every reliever the same, you know, not the same, but you know what I mean? Not everybody's a closer. They also estimated that Carlos Estevez is going to get 3 years and $36 million.
Not from here, hopefully.
Oh, dude, I would throw a fit. I would throw a day after Cowboys game, I would spend an hour throwing a fit.
Carlos Estevez?
Yeah, 3 years, $36 million. So if you're willing to tell us what you're going to sacrifice for Soto, 215-592-9494, and you post on social media, use the hashtag, all that sort of stuff. So it's been a week since we had Flyers and 50.
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, it seems like.
Yeah, I did. I saw Broads yesterday. He's fired up for it. Unfortunately, Broads only has 42 seconds this week.
Yeah.
Because the Flyers have gone 1-2 since last week, which means he lost another 2 seconds.
They might stink.
They might. They might. At least as long as Michkov is good.
All we care about.
That's all I care about. You know what? I just said I'm going to buy a Michkov sweater too. One of the authentic ones.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like a sweater. By sweater, you mean like a hockey jersey.
Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. Us hockey guys.
I just want to make sure you do. Yeah. Using the right lingo.
We're hockey guys here.
Yeah, of course.
This is the number one Flyer show in Philadelphia.
Well, and I like that they're taking the Sixers approach. You get the star player and then you tank again.
Yes. Just keep being bad. So coming up next, Flyers in 42, and also your calls on the Eagles and Sacrifice for Soto, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.